Roger Curlin. I'm the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is the week of August 11th in News on the Edge. So there's just so much going on locally with, looks like the Rays are nearing a deal to sell the team. And my understanding is the Rowdies and Rays, it's kind of a package deal that would be happening. The Trop renovations have begun. So if you've seen, there's little tiny people all the way on the top there on the netting, starting that renovations and getting that roof fixed. So I couldn't be up there. That is way, way, way too up in the air for me. But we also have college and pro football is returning for the fall. So Fergs is gearing up to welcome the whole community over there to watch all of those games. And if you're not familiar with the Edge Business District Association, we're a nonprofit whose mission is to help our business community thrive by focusing on advocacy, promotion, and education. And we have over 133 businesses that look to us for guidance, but we also help out in the community as well. Some of events coming up August 14th, there's a town hall series on sustainability that Sans Market is going to be the location hosting that. And really check out Sans Market. They're becoming an event juggernaut. They've got all sorts of fun stuff coming up. Comedy night, just so many other things. So check them out. August 16th is Walk to Win with the Rowdies. So we're just encouraging folks to get together in the Edge and then walk to the Rowdies game. So grab some tickets for that. And we even put a little 7:30 stop-in time at Colony Grill. 9 p.m. kickoff, so it's a late night game. And it's, you know, as you all know, when the sun is down, at least it's a little bit not as hot. Weekends are packed at the schedule for at Ferg's, so definitely check out their website, see what's going on if you're looking for something to do. Last but not least, we're still planning for our Halloween on Central huge event for that Sunday, October 26th from noon to 5 p.m. HalloweenOnCentral.com. If you want to join in and be a volunteer, sponsor, donor, all those good things, vendor, etc. So did you know, going back to Ferg's again, they're in the running for USA Today's number one sports bar in the country. So definitely vote on them. That would be amazing to have that recognition. I already know they're number one, but it would be nice to get the recognition across the country. And we've got a bunch of new stuff coming to the Edge District. So Pure Green Acai Bowls and Smoothies just opened up at 1041 Central Avenue. And they're just packed. So they open at 7 a.m., which is pretty cool. So for folks kind of grabbing some morning fitness and needing something, great time to stop in and get that. Bosphorus Turkish Cuisine is coming to 1246 Central Avenue. They're just construction is flying along. So hopefully we have them for the fall. And then there we have a new fitness place that's coming to the 900 building also this fall. So lots of new stuff coming. Stay tuned here for more. And it really is the best time ever to find a brick and mortar location in the Edge. We've got all sorts of really cool little spaces available. And we're also going to be helping out with Brick Pitch that is coming soon for the greenhouse this fall to accentuate our brick and mortar entrepreneurs in the St. Pete community. For drinking and dining, we've got 39 patio and sidewalk cafe areas to eat or drink in the Edge. And you can get something to eat in the Edge from 7 a.m. till midnight, all different kinds of foods. Brooklyn South has new weekend night hours till 8 p.m. on Friday and Saturday. So Sammy's After Dark. I love a sandwich. I could eat a sandwich anytime. So having an evening time choice at Brooklyn now on the weekends is cool. She's So Crispy, one of our late night places. So they're open till midnight for the cravings that you may have. Amazing food there. And then we've got new spots to eat at the Edge Eatery. So across from She's So Crispy in Brooklyn South is the Edge Eatery. They have Alpa Peruvian, Havana Iro, and Casa Nori. So all different flavors, hundreds of different items to choose from at that miniature food hall. For shopping in the Edge, it's really weekdays are, I think, the perfect shopping days. So you can visit all those shops. They have the nice racks out there when it's not raining for you to peruse. It's just kind of fun and more laid back during the weekdays. And then certainly visit our neighbors before or after your shopping experience in Grand Central and downtown. We very much play well with our neighboring districts. And our new website has 17 categories of businesses to choose from. So if you're looking for services that you need in the Edge, nearby, remote, for tattoo, we've got the Electric Gold Downtown team, amazing artists. So if you're into tattoos or have friends that have tattoos and want more, send them to Electric Gold Downtown. And then the technology tab, we've got amazing members like GoZone, Spectrum, MOS AI Solutions, Kaizen Creatives, Sapphire Audio Videos, Experts, and more. So really, if you need any kind of technology stuff, check them out there. For entertainment, there's always something to do on the Edge. If you want to eat, drink, shop, entertain, it's all here. We've got that scavenger hunt, facebook.com/groups/sanddollarhunt. That's a no-cost scavenger hunt that we've set up inside our local businesses. And if you like magic, there's a magic show at Zubrick Magic Theater, and it's the perfect date night or friends and family night. And you can kind of beat the evening heat that's still out there and stay cool and enjoy a Vegas-level show over there. Say hi to Chris and Ryan and the team. And then we've got the new garage in the Edge District, which has amazing hourly rates. So you can really do that dinner and a show and a drink after and make a long experience in the Edge, which was always kind of a challenge because we didn't always have enough pay and park spaces. And now we do. And then last but not least, local nonprofits and mission-driven businesses really need us more than ever, with a lot of grants getting pulled back across federal and state support. So go see our neighbors at Great Explorations. That's for, you know, kids learning made fun. So they're over there next to Sunken Gardens. Again, great friends of the Edge District and the Edge Business District Association. Find out more at edgedistrict.org. Take care.